Guys, has this ever happened to you? Man, I'd love to go hit the dance floor and show off my new jitterbug, but I'm afraid the guys are gonna see my jitter rug.
Ah, they call me Jizzy Jeff Hoadley, and I know the feeling, boys. Over 2 decades ago, I had a similar incident. I hit the local jitterbug juke joint in my one-piece unitard, started with a pair of jazz hand and a high kick to the low alley, and what came a-tumbling out? My tumbleweeds. That's when I started Jizzy Jeff's all-male review dance hall and laser hair removal studio.
That's right, at Jizzy Jeff's all-male review dance hall and laser hair removal studio, you'll never worry about those dangling participles again. At Jizzy Jeff's, each client is treated with a patented 12-step laser procedure that's only legal in 2 states. We'll remove every hair off your body with almost no pain that lasts more than 4 days, or your money is almost guaranteed completely back. And when you're done recovering, come back to Jizzy Jeff's and show off your silky smooth marbles with a brand new lacy lumbata for the ages. Every undercarriage is treated as if it was our own. We'll eat off of it, or your money is almost guaranteed mostly back. So guys, what are you waiting for? Get your legs so silky smooth you'll glide across the dance floor with ease, yes please. Come on down to Jizzy Jeff's all-male dance hall and laser hair removal studio. And as a special thank you to the township of Crabapple, Jeff is giving away a free back waxing with every single dance. Tell him Jizzy Jeff sent you. All right, guys, I'm coming on before the show to be sentimental for a moment, which we don't do very often here on the commercial break. But as we reach 1 million downloads in 2021, I want to thank 2 people who are behind the scenes who have to really put up with a lot of shit for us to do what we do for you. That is our spouses, Astrid, of course, my wife, and Jeff Bransford Hoadley, Chrissy's husband, who coincidentally... it's his birthday. So we'll say happy birthday to Jeff. And thank you to both of you for letting us act like idiots here in the studio on a weekly basis. And now, as we always do, we'll say we'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
If that duct tape hadn't been there, if that camera hadn't stood... Here's the funny thing is when the camera actually fell, what I realized is I never really had the camera attached to the tripod.
Correctly.
At all. It was just sitting on top of there. It's quite frankly amazing it hasn't fallen before now.
I know.
Stupid. Don't be a careless woman. Never appeal to gentlemen that are not your date. And please, don't talk while dancing. For a man wants quiet when he's dancing cheek to cheek. Shut up! Right. Try to dance.
Give
here.
Me your cheek. Now.
I'm doing the running man. Calm down. Introducing someone to your parents indicates that something.
Because that's a whole thing.
That's a whole ball of wax. Yeah. Now you got your parents involved in the relationship. Now their opinions
they're
are
like, good job.
Yeah, they're like, good job. Or who is that guy, right. Brian?
Then their opinion is kind of put in.
He said he would pay the bill and then he left. He ordered a 1934 Chateau Marmont and said, hey, Dad, you got this one?
Cool.
Your daughter likes me a lot more than I like her. So you got to step up to the plate. Show me what you're working with, Dad. I could be persuaded otherwise.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, it's another episode of The Commercial Break. The episode that almost never happened.
Woo-woo! It could have been the lost episode.
Yeah, we came close. Hi, I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. And
happy holidays.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. We've been saying this for many, probably the entirety of our existence here as a show. But this studio that we're working in is the tiny, it's literally a child's bedroom, but not like a child, like an actual toddler. We're talking like an infant. It was supposed to have a crib, 2 toys, and a rocking chair, and that's it. So it's like 7 feet by 7 feet. Therefore, and I have no fucking clue what I'm doing technically, so therefore, everything I've done, I have pieced together, duct taped, stitched it all together to make it
it all work. And so there are so many wires hanging around here, and I don't know what half of them do, to be honest with you. I don't remember how I got from point A to point B. I'm just trying
to
make it work.
It's like the Clark Griswold Family Christmas plug-in of podcasts.
I take pride in that. I take pride in
it. Just don't switch off the light switch.
Just don't turn the light switch. Anyway, so earlier, I was trying to print out the show notes, so I decided to hop over one of the wires, and the whole camera system came crashing down. And we duct taped it together. But for a moment there, I thought, oh, shit, we don't going to make enough money to replace that camera system. What are we going to do? Oh, no. I wanted to mention one thing real quick before we get started. We are officially millionaires, Chrissy.
Yes.
Millionaires.
Woo!
Not because Spotify approached us with some sweet Joe Rogan-like deal, but because we have reached 1 million downloads. And I will tell you that now, I mean, we did it.
That's crazy.
We did it just a little bit ago, right? It's not actually today when you're listening to this, because it's not live unless you're on Fireside. But most of those million, or almost all those million, came in the year 2021. So congratulations to you.
Congratulations to you,
congratulations, Brian, to the podcast.
It wouldn't have all happened without this duct tape.
If that duct tape hadn't been there, if that camera hadn't stood. Here's the funny thing is when the camera actually fell, what I realized is I never really had the camera attached to the tripod.
Correctly.
At all. It was just sitting on top of there. It's quite frankly amazing. It hasn't fallen before now.
I know.
stupid. And because we had to use an alternate piece of equipment to make this all work, we now have what I call stop motion animation going on our YouTube channel.
That Rudolph.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Christmas. Yeah. With
so I can't hear through my headphones. The camera's not working. And
perfect.
I'm pretty sure at some point.
Slide on in to the New Year's, to the holidays.
Fireside's going to cut out at any moment now. That's just how it works. So anyway, congratulations to you, my dear. Thank you for taking this ride with me.
Oh, it's been so fun.
It's been a wild one. I can't even imagine. I can't. Just looking forward to the next million, I guess, is all I got to say.
Exactly.
And thank you to all the listeners out there who come back week after week and put up with our bullshit.
Yes.
We certainly do appreciate it.
They've been along for a ride, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Astrid put up a post today, and she showed that on the very first episode, in the first week, we received 24 downloads, I think it was.
Woo!
So 24 downloads in the first week. And my, how things have changed. So thank you to all the who are those 24 people I want? It's probably like my dad. You know, it's my dad and friends and stuff like that.
It was Jeff. And
well, the camera has completely stopped working at this point. Oh, my God. This is too funny.
We'll just continue.
Whatever. We're just going to run with it.
Yes.
So I love you. You're my best friend. You have been for a very long time. And thank you,
I love you too,
for all of the love and support. I mean, you're a big part of the show now. I mean, I can't imagine doing it without you.
No.
But if I had to, I have a couple people in mind. So just don't go anywhere. Don't think I won't replace
you
quickly.
One break.
That's right. I'll call Jeff Dwoskins real quick. I'm calling that Dwoskin guy real quick. You know, I got another 21 weeks of The Bachelorette coming up because a brand new season started last night.
Oh,
and of course, my wife, being the fan that she is, decided to jump right into The Bachelorette and giving me.
And then you're hooked.
I was watching the Braves game, Braves playoff game, baseball game.
Yeah.
And so what she was doing was giving me updates all along the way as to what was going on, as if I cared.
Right.
But then at some point, all of a sudden,
you
I cared.
Care.
I was like, what? Say, what is that evident?
Yeah.
So a few highlights from my wife's text messages last night. I had to go in and get a full report from Astrid. It was introduction night. So if, for those of you who don't watch The Bachelorette, it's one man or woman, in this case, a woman that stands there and 20 eligible bachelors come and they parade around the front of a big
they
house.
They spread their peacock feathers, if you will.
Some of them are just ridiculous. Yeah. One guy showed up without pants on. He said, hey, let's just get this out of the way. You know.
Okay.
But what I thought was really funny is that apparently there was a firefighter that was there.
Uh-huh.
And that firefighter showed up, and he showed up in like a little mini fire truck, like the kind the toddlers run around, right? He thought it was cute and interesting. And so he drives up in this little, like, you know, motorized mini fire truck, and he jumps out in his fire truck out, his fireman outfit, and he's like, you know, hey, I'm Mr. Fireman, Pete the Fireman, hey, how you doing? And then he, you know, of course they take the reaction shot, which is when they have that single camera focused on one person, and they're, you know, intersplicing it with commentary from the people that are actually living it. And the guy is like, oh man, I knew going in that little truck was the right move. You know, I really impressed
made
her.
Made an impression.
Yeah, she must have been impressed. That was funny. It was cute. You know, da da da. And even the girl said, she was like, oh, that was interesting. You know?
Yeah.
The next person to show up was another firefighter who showed up in an actual fire truck. Oh, like a ladder truck.
He took
truck.
It up a notch.
He took it up seven notches. Oh, yeah. 700 feet of additional fire truck he showed up with. And they were like, the guy was like,
just got blown away. Yeah.
I'm like, man, the producers are so cruel. I mean, they knew this is going to happen.
They are.
And they sent that guy right after the first guy. But
Bachelor.
One of the most interesting things I think happened, at least from the recap that I got from my wife, was there was a guy who apparently had no idea what The Bachelorette was. He really had like no, he says, I have no clue what The Bachelorette was. He had a folder that he brought with him, and that folder was articles on how not to show up like a douchebag on The Bachelor or The
like
Bachelorette.
His initiative.
Yeah, like, hey, if you're going to do something, study do it
up.
Right. Yeah, study up. Why did you have to bring a folder worth of shit? I mean, this is stupid.
And what did he do?
They caught him. Like, so I guess the hosts, who are now two former bachelorettes, you know, of course, the producers know everything. They know everything,
yes,
right?
Do.
So, you know, they found the folder and then they alert the girl to the folder. And then the girl says, well, I need to see the folder to make sure that, you know, I understand what you're up to. And
why
you
was
know,
the folder a bad thing?
Well,
an illicit folder.
Yeah, but it just shows you're just trying to manipulate the system, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't that just like a job interview? You're going to read up on the company.
Job interview.
And on, what's an interview source?
Well, it is an interview. It's an interview for stardom is
thing.
Really what it is.
Yes, it is.
No one really wants to get married. Listen, I went through the engagement process now twice. I don't intend to go through it again, but I've been through it twice. And, you know, the courtship is not the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
And there's lots of stumbles and fumbles and, you know, inevitably, you know, you're showing your best side, and then at some point,
the worst side.
At some point, the mirror comes crashing down, like my camera equipment. And you know, I mean, it's just that, like, but this all unfolds in 20 days in front of the entire universe.
Yeah.
If you're a fucking shithead, excuse my language, you're gonna get found out.
Yeah.
People are gonna figure out that you're a shithead.
Yeah, the true colors will come through.
And if you have to have a handbook on how not to be a douchebag, then it's likely. It's likely in your life someone has decided that you're a real, you know, cock knocker. I mean, I don't even know what to say, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know that this guy in his life has heard this from people before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't show up to an event. Like, I don't show up to a family member's wedding or a cocktail party or a dinner or Christmas Eve, you know, whatever, midnight mass. I don't show up there with a handbook on how not to act like a jerk at a cocktail party. I just don't do it. I don't need to read up on it.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen anyway. So I don't know.
We'll see how this unfolds.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. Watch folds, the spiral.
Folder yeah. folds.
People are probably like, let's invite Brian. He's a real shit show.
He's good for some laughs. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey, are your credit card bills piling up and those interest rates keeping you up at night?
That is strange that you ask, my friend Chrissy Hoadley, because Lightstream, a division of SunTrust, is actually a brand new sponsor of ours here on the commercial break. And by the way, yes, to answer your question, yes, credit card bills keep me up at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think, you know, during the pandemic, things were really crazy. Some people, you know, lost their jobs and needed to kind of supplement with credit cards. Now maybe they've got another job again and they're looking to kind of pay things down. And those interest rates make it so hard to do, really make any headway at 19, 20, 22%.
It's crazy. Some of my credit card rates start at like 13 or 14%. And I mean, I don't have 900 credit score, but I also don't have a bad credit score.
And it might be smart to go ahead and pay off those credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan. And these fixed rates start at 4.98% APR for people with excellent credit and an auto pay discount. And the interest rate is fixed for the entire life of the loan, which is the best part about, in my opinion, that's the best part about it, because you never have to worry about fluctuating rates, or maybe, you know, you have a bad month and you pay a bill late and then all of a sudden you're paying 5% more on your credit cards than you were before. Lightstream knocks all that stuff away. It basically locks in your rate at very low rates. Now, I think we should also tell the listeners, this is not a payday loan. This is not for people who have checkered credit history. This is for people who have been financially responsible otherwise.
and maybe hit a little bit of a rough spot during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, you might have two or three credit cards that you've been kind of spacing things out, and now you're trying to pay one down and you're paying minimum payments on the other, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. So I think this is a great option as far as being able to consolidate everything into one place with one monthly payment.
I agree with you 100%. I do have to say that one of the things that causes so much stress in everyone's life is concerns about money. And yeah. So I think the people at Lightstream honestly are trying to help by offering these low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 so that you can get a little bit of relief, and specifically probably consolidating your credit card debt. The good people at Lightstream are offering a discount to TCB listeners if you go to lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB. lightstream.com/TCB. And if you do that, you get a special rate discount because you're a TCB listener and because the people at Lightstream are a sponsor of the show. So we encourage you to.
I'm already thinking about doing this.
I honestly am. We were talking to the people at Lightstream and we were both like,
huh. This is a great idea.
Yeah. Does it count if we do it?
And it does.
Yeah. So the good people at Lightstream are offering these locked in low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for people with good credit or better. You can visit lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB for your special rate discount. We'd like to say thank you to Lightstream.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the disclaimer. This offer is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rates require excellent credit, and terms and conditions do apply. Offers are subject to change without notice, so please visit lightstream.com/TCB for more information. lightstream.com/TCB for more information.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Oh my gosh, guys. I am so excited about our brand new sponsor, Beachbound. Beachbound.com is changing the way that we book beach travel. Here's how it goes. You go to one single location, beachbound.com, and from there, you can book your flight, your hotel, your transfers, and your excursions. Worldwide beach vacations and experiences in one location. Beachbound is committed to building the best beach experiences that fulfill everyone's cravings and curiosities, because the beach is not just a place, it's a way of life, and that is so true. If you give me a choice, the Alaskan frontier, the mountains, the canyons, the deserts, the far-flung locations in the Middle East, I don't care. I don't want any of it. I just want to go to the beach. I want to take my family and or my wife and have a nice fun in the sun, relaxing vacations, and maybe go on a few excursions. You can do it all from beachbound.com. That's beachbound.com. You're bound for passion, bound for discovery, bound for togetherness, bound for immersion, bound for rejuvenation, or bound for encountering the unexpected. You're bound to end up at beachbound.com. That's where you can get everything in one location. They are changing the way that you book beach travel. Seriously, I went to the website. It's absolutely beautiful. That's all they focus on. They micro focus on beaches. Thanks to beachbound.com for becoming a sponsor of TCB, and thank the heavens for beaches. Hey, everybody, it's that time of the show when I remind you to go to www.tcbpodcast.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read the show notes. You can watch the video. You can listen to the audio, all from tcbpodcast.com. You can also get your limited edition collectible sticker right from the website. Drop your information. We'll tell you how to get it. We'll tell you where to put the information, all on the website. One place, no worries. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. If you'd like to text us about show content ideas, you have a question, you'd like to leave a comment, or hate mail. We like hate mail. Send it on to 661-BEST-2-YO. And if you're so inclined, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Follow us on Instagram at thecommercialbreak. Or like, rate, and or subscribe on your favorite podcast publisher, like CastBox, Apple, Google, Spotify. It really does help us. And please, patron our sponsors if and when you have an opportunity. www.tcbpodcast.com for all the information I just talked about. And now, back to the show. It got me thinking, like, I'm married. I'm happily married. I'm proudly married.
You're
married.
Cheers. Yeah.
Well, for now.
I missed that.
We'll see what happens after the show. So I'm married and, you know, happily married. But I know the grass is always greener on the other side. I know it always is, right? There's sometimes when you're married and you're like, holy shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when you're single, which I've been for many years of my life, I know how difficult that can be.
Very
also.
True.
I never was one to sit and like piss and moan about being single. I just figured, this is just the way it is. And,
me
you know,
too.
I'm having fun and I'll make the most of it. You know, but
we were even single at the same time, going out, meeting people,
meeting,
swinging and mangling,
meeting with, having fun with guys, having fun with girls. Yeah. We were all over the place. The two swinging sisters out there, just two wild and crazy guys. We had a lot of fun being single but there's a lot of people that sit around and they drowned in that sorrow. You know, it's
very
like,
true.
Oh my God, I'm, you know, single. And so it got me thinking, I'm so far removed from in 5 years that I've known Astrid, the whole dating universe has changed.
Yes.
Right? Just like our studio.
So
here.
Much.
So, yeah, it got me thinking, what is dating like in 2021? And I went out on the internet, as I do.
As you do.
And decided that I was going to do some research on dating in the 21st century. Dating in 2021, 21st
and in
century.
The 21st century.
So like I was born in 1922. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's review some of the rules that are out there on the internet for how you're supposed to handle yourself. Well, actually, you know what? Let's go back a little bit. Let's go to our forefathers' time. And let's figure out what they were thinking back in the day when they were dating.
Okay.
So I found an old PSA. It's not an audio thing. I'm going to read it to you. There are a number of pictures associated with it. It's like a magazine that someone put together about the rules of courtship.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is back in 1938, right? Ooh. This is mainly geared toward women because, of course it is.
Right.
Because, of course,
of course
right?
It is. Yeah, men can do whatever they want. But ladies better act right.
It's hard to believe that 100, it's just 100 years ago that y'all had to deal with this. It's crazy. Do your dressing in the boudoir, which I imagine is the bathroom.
The boudoir.
Be ready when the date arrives. Never keep him waiting and greet him with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't like girls who borrow handkerchiefs. So please bring your own tissue for lipstick and makeup. Do your makeup in privacy and never let a man see you without makeup on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't sit in awkward positions. Now, this one I can agree with. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah.
This one I can agree with. Don't sit in awkward positions. Never look bored, even if you are. always cross your legs like a lady. Mm. Never chew gum unless you must. And do it silently with your mouth closed.
Unless you must.
Don't be a careless woman. Never appeal to gentlemen that are not your date. And please, don't talk while dancing, for a man wants quiet when he's dancing cheek to cheek. Shut up! Right. Trying to dance.
Give me
here.
Your cheek now.
I'm doing the running man. Calm down.
So wow.
Stupid. Don't use the car mirrors to fix your makeup. The man
makeup
needs it.
Makeup again. I mean, they're fixated. Oh, there's a lot of,
if you do any research like I do about these old 40s and 50s and 60s PSAs, there's a lot of emphasis put on the actual, this is why, this is generational. Uh-huh. I think this is generational why women feel still to this day compulsory need. I mean, some women, or I think it's probably just mm-hmm. like ancestral that Looks. You feel the need to always look good, mm-hmm. to look a certain way, to feel, you know, to be attractive to the opposite sex. It's all comes from this, like, I don't know, primordial bullshit mm-hmm. here. Listen to this one. Don't use the car mirror to fix your makeup. A man needs that mirror when he's driving, and it annoys him if he has to turn around and look behind him and see what's going on. Do your makeup in private. Do your makeup in private.
I wonder that's why they came up with the mirrors on the visors.
Oh, yeah. That's It was whoever came up with that one had a good idea. If you need a brassiere, wear one. Wear one. Who makes that determination?
I guess over a certain size, yeah. Maybe.
Don't tug at your girdle and be careful your stockings are not wrinkled. Ooh, God forbid.
Wrinkled stockings.
Yes. Don't be familiar with your escort by caressing him in public. Any open signs of affection is in bad taste. It embarrasses and humiliates him. Be careful with your hands. Don't be sentimental to try and get him to say something he doesn't want to by working on his emotions with him. Men don't like tears. They don't want to show emotions.
Just look good and shut up. That's all we want, woman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, alternatively, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how you feel about anything. No. Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't be familiar with the head waiter. Talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. A man deserves your entire attention. Wow. The head waiter. What is a head waiter? Head waiter.
The leader of the waiters.
Welcome to Chili's. Can I take your order?
Are you the head waiter?
Hi, I'm Michael. I'll be your head waiter.
You're like the team leader.
I'll be your head waiter this evening. Welcome to Chili's. Let me tell you about our specials. 2 for $2 yesterday's tacos. We made them yesterday. 2 for $2. Oh, I was just here last night with Michael, having 2 for $2 Taco Tuesdays. Don't drink too much. A man expects you to keep your dignity all evening. Drinking may lead to promiscuity and girls to be ultra clever. But men don't like clever women and certainly not silly ones. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Honestly. Don't be conspicuous. Amazing. Talking to other men is the last straw, and it could, and it is an indication you've been drinking too much. You're just about to pass out. Be careful. Well, okay, all right. This is a tried and true one.
God, I'm trying to think about like my great grandmother going through all this.
Oh my God!
She did always have her lipstick and rouge on.
Yeah, my grandmother, to the day that she died, she was 103 years old. I never saw my grandmother without makeup unless I had spent the night at her house and it was the morning before. But, I mean, she was always dressed appropriately with makeup. They just came from a different era when I guess that was the expectation. Yeah, now I would think it would be weird if I actually like knew a woman that I saw her only in her makeup. I mean, that's it's called Instagram.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. My God. Okay, ready? So now BuzzFeed updates some of the rules for 2021.
Okay,
these are some things that we should be doing in 2021.
I'd like to know this.
Quit ghosting people. Be an adult and tell them why the relationship doesn't work anymore. Never break up over email or a text. It's cowardly and disrespectful. I think that's one we can all agree with.
Yeah.
That's like the scariest part about, I think, being single in 2021 to me, if I was to be single. Mm-hmm. Is that it seems pretty normal. It seems like just in the course of the dating routine, it's okay to just completely ghost
just
somebody.
Just stop
talking to them altogether. Yeah, all communication ceased.
Sad.
Isn't that really weird?
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. Have you ever, I mean, I think I've been ghosted a few times, probably with good reason, but But I mean, I can't imagine myself anyway, going on a date or two with a person.
Exactly.
And then not at least having the common courtesy to drag that ghosting out like every other human does.
Right. Right. Well, then it's kind of like, is something, did something happen to them? Were they in a wreck? Like,
No, it's just the way this shit happens.
It
these
is?
I had a friend who literally on more than one occasion had the girl leave in the middle of a meal. Now, I know my friend and I know my friend, right?
That's really bad, though.
He's not. Do you remember you and I had a mutual friend,
right?
And I'm not going to say his name out loud, but we had a mutual friend. This happened to him on a regular basis.
Wow.
He would either. Yeah, he'd start communicating with a woman, and the second that they met, she was no longer there.
Some bad dates, but yeah, I did indeed endure them.
Yeah, I did indeed endure them too.
Just try to speed them up. Dessert? No,
yeah.
Definitely.
No dessert.
So full. I just had that appetizer.
Entrees?
I don't
think
I need.
Yeah.
I don't even think I need the main meal.
Man, that Bud Light, Bud Light's got me all kind of dizzy. It's full. No appetizers for us. We'll just take the check. Can you box her meal up for her, sir? She just ordered. Excuse me, head waiter. Okay, head waiter. I just want you to go head box waiter. The meal, head waiter. Oh, the head waiter. The things he must see. As a bartender, I saw a lot of this bullshit too.
Oh,
man.
Oh,
I remember when I worked at a little Italian restaurant, there was a guy who came in there frequently. He was kind of a loner type dude, not a bad looking guy at all. Mm-hmm. I thought him to be very pleasant and nice. I mean, he was always drunk when he was in the bar, so maybe that's why. But he was always talking about how he was single, perpetually single. He could never find a lady. He got set up on a blind date. They had been talking on the phone for like, I think if I remember the story correctly, 3 weeks, right? Let's say a month about.
Oh,
they had been talking. Fireworks were going on, at least over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to the bar for the first date, to the restaurant. This like Italian trattoria for the first date. She walks in and she is stunning. Stunning. Like, I mean, she's just a beautiful woman.
Right.
She sits down with him. She is not there talking to him 15 minutes. And she gets up and she goes to the bathroom and she never comes back. We actually had to have one of the wait staff go in there and check to make sure everything was okay.
Oh, no.
And he was like, what in the world just happened? And I'm like, I hope she's okay. Like, literally, I hope she's okay. I hope that's all, she's okay.
That's weird.
Weeks later, he comes back in. Hey, Todd, what happened with the young lady? He said, I have never heard from her again. Never heard from her again.
God,
and
he
I
must
was
have
like,
said
wow.
Something.
I don't know. He
like
saw
I buried
her.
A body in the backyard last night, by the way, just so we're up front.
I don't know. I don't know. So
I thought I'd tell you in person.
I just remember thinking at the time to myself that at the time it was so weird, so strange for something like that to happen.
Yeah.
That I remember thinking to myself, he really must have come across as a complete goober.
Something.
Yes, something. He must
something
have said something.
Happened.
It was 15 minutes.
Right.
They were there for 15
and
minutes.
And they'd been talking for weeks before
weeks,
that.
A month. I mean, 3 weeks is a long time.
It is.
Astrid and I were planning our wedding in three
right.
weeks. I mean, luckily
I think Jeff
that
and I
worked
were
out.
Too.
Were you guys really?
We were pretty hot and heavy from
the get-go. Okay, you ready?
I basically did everything you're not supposed to on that 30s. Recommendation, 1930s recommendation.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, that's just bad. That's just, I'm glad that my daughter is living in a different world than that world,
yes.
Because that is just insane.
But this one also seems scary.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's,
for many
it's scary
reasons.
In a different way. At least you can be yourself.
And there's all the catfish stuff that happens.
Oh, my God.
And...
yeah, but, you know, some of these catfishes are like really, they're really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can't tell that, if you're a two, right? And a 10 mm-hmm. starts talking to you for no particular reason whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you got to have like a little bit of self-awareness. I think you got to go, well, I mean, there is that occasional odd couple where it's like,
yeah, but
wow.
There's those movies too where like the
yeah, they're movies.
Good looking girl falls for like the dorky kind of guy or reverse, you know? And so gives people hope.
It's a movie. It's a movie. Let's pretend, right? In the real world, if you're living in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, right? And you've been doing nothing but playing video games in your parents' basement. since you were 18, and now you're 37 years old without any identifiable future whatsoever.
Yeah.
And your hands are stained of Dorito cheese.
Right. And then someone starts asking for money.
That's right. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. And then, you know, I don't know. Jennifer Aniston dials you up
right
on the Instagram and says, man, you're the man I've been waiting for. Right. I mean, you have to have a little self-awareness.
Right.
If you're
a little skeptical.
If you're a two looking for a 10, mm-hmm. or if you're a two that gets contacted by a 10, the very first thing you do is you fucking FaceTime. That's the first thing that you do.
Right.
You FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Speaking of FaceTime, what are we? I'm not even going to get into it. We're having all kinds of studio issues. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Enter relationships with a neutral amount of trust rather than an undeserved lack of trust or unproven confidence. Let mm-hmm. people show you who they are. Yeah. I think this is a big one. I know I have friends and acquaintances, and I'm sure I've approached relationships in this way at times also, is that you take all of your baggage from
past
the last
baggage,
one
yeah.
and you send it right
past
into the
pain
future.
And scars. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You sent,
and
you
just dump it on their doorstep.
You take your baggage and at the connecting flight, you send it ahead of you. Yes. Right. And it's waiting for you at the next destination. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one asshole cheated on you. I get it. You know, it was a bad experience. I know it can be extremely painful and hurtful. I've been cheated on too.
Yeah.
But you take that through, carry that through every single relationship moving forward.
You've got to have kind of a clean slate.
Yeah. Well, you're unlikely to have an actual meaningful relationship because everyone's going to be like, well, why am I getting the bullshit? It was that dude who cheated on you. Right.
I'm a true, honest person.
Be friends with your partner.
Yes, that's good.
If you can't be yourself around them, the relationship probably isn't meant to be.
Right.
True story. I have dated people that I would not be friends with. I have dated people that I don't find.
Right. Because you were dating those girls. Meanwhile, we were best friends, but you weren't really wanting to hang out with them.
No, I had no interest in hanging out with them.
Other than the date.
I was more interested in hanging out with you. I was like, I'm going to go hang out with Hodley. Right.
We'll meet up later. Midnight.
Yeah. Come on over to the house. Yeah. Keys under the mat.
Right.
Yeah. Those are
it's
good
hard
days,
to do, though. I think it's human nature that you want to kind of, you know, you want to be trusting, but then also something could be a trigger. And then you're like, you are the same as that.
Yeah. It's hard.
So it is hard.
It's hard. It's hard when, it's hard when you have like when you have a lot of stuff that comes with you from past relationships. It's hard to shake that. And it's also hard not to project that into the next relationship. And that's why therapy.
That's
my therapy.
BetterHelp.com.
On the first date, if they want to meet in public and drive themselves, be okay with that. Of course, be okay with that. Who's not okay with that?
I know. Some creeper knowing where I live.
Hey, Hodley, what's going on? It's me, Brian. So I'm really excited about our first date. I'm going to have someone pick you up and bring you back to my house. And then from there, we're going to walk to a special date I have planned in a dark park in an undisclosed location. If you could leave your phone at your house, I would appreciate it. Don't worry about your purse. You don't need any identifications. Can you cut your fingertips off? Can you take your teeth out? Cool. See you there.
Yeah.
Can you cut your fingertips off for me?
At least burn them.
Could you burn your fingertips?
Yeah. Come on the stove.
Burn your fingertips and shave off your teeth. Yeah. I would appreciate it. No, don't worry about it. Just before our first date, before 8 o'clock.
Right.
Real quick. I'm going to send over a dentist to make some impressions. It's just a thing I do. Don't worry about it. Who's not okay with the date driving themselves?
Yeah.
What is that all about? I actually think it would be on a first date, like certainly on a blind date,
preferable.
It would be weird. I mean, I don't know if it's weird, but I would offer, but I certainly would never expect that someone would actually take me up on the offer that let me pick you up, because then you are fucking stuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Uber these days, right?
Yes.
But you're kind of stuck. It's like you have a sense of obligation to the fact that you just drove here with somebody. And so,
plus they know where you live. So there's that.
That is, I didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
I was watching the Love Connection. I really wanted to put a Love Connection clip in here.
Oh, I love that show.
I was watching the Love Connection. I love that show. For those of you that don't know, Love Connection was a show back in the 80s. They would send two people out on a blind date. The two people would come back and report on the blind date on a couch conversation with a guy named Chuck Woolery. There's a lot of other details to the show, but I won't get into them. We'll be back in 2 and 2. Mm-hmm. That was his famous thing. And what went on most of the time was that one or the other person would end up showing up at the other person's house to meet for the date. Mm-hmm. And on many occasions, like in between dinner and a movie or wherever
things
they were
go
going.
South.
Well, things go south and then they're stuck with each other basically for the rest of the evening. What amazes me is the ease at which people felt like it was okay to just invite someone else over to their house, even though they have really no clue who they are. I mean, yes, they've been vetted by a television production company, but that doesn't say anything. The Bachelorette was vetted. I mean, you know, those people are vetted by, and it's all kind of craziness. You don't know who someone really is. The other thing that amazes me is how many of these dates they would go back to the house. Like it would be a whole day date, right?
They would go to the beach and stuff. A lot of them
Let's go to the beach. Then we're going to the gardens.
Let me get you into a bikini and see what we're working with here.
We're going to go sailing in the morning. We're going to go to the beach in the afternoon, the botanical gardens at night. They had a whole thing planned. It's like now, it's like meet me at the bar for a beer. Right. I'll know in 5 seconds whether or not we're having sex later. So if they were going on one of these day dates, they would oftentimes end up back at that person's house. Mm-hmm. To change and shower and do whatever.
Right.
The incredible naivete of these people. I'm surprised it was never like the Love Connection murders or something.
I really am.
I know. I found some creepy ones. Maybe we'll do a whole show on it about the Love Connection because almost all of those are out there on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
And some of them are just, just so creepy. The guys especially, they're so creepy sometimes. You should always be straightforward about seeing other people and being sexually active with other people. Yeah. Withholding that information and prevents what kind of relationship you are really looking for. I can agree with
That's
this
true.
One. You should definitely let them know. Within the first 3 months, you should let them know at some point how many other people you're dating.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
This is common courtesy.
Yeah. How many? What's the most amount of people you've dated in one particular sitting?
One sitting?
No, I mean, you know, at the same time.
One night.
In one? Yeah, yeah. How many people have you dated in one night? What's your
You mean like at the same time over a course of a few months?
In the same general time. Two?
I like to kind of keeping it focused and then moving on if it wasn't right.
I am nothing if I am not focused. Yeah. And I mean, I think four one of them loosely, like I knew nothing was there. Yeah.
We were talking.
Yeah. Talking with our mouths together. Talking with our mouths straight together. But at some point it just got, can't do that. I think most of the time in my life, it's only been one person, but there have been times when it's been multiple, but it just gets too much to remember. And then, you know, you're always really liking someone more than you're liking the other people. Always. It's never like, I really like these two women, you know, exactly the same. There's always someone that's beating it out. It's like having children. They say you never have a favorite, but the truth is you probably always have a favorite, at least moment to moment. You should always be putting in equal effort, even if it's casual. If they want to call, text, and hang out with you, they would make it happen. Even if you're just casually hooking up with someone, mutual respect and communication should still be the foundation, or things can go downhill real fast. Dating is supposed to be fun. You shouldn't feel like shit. Well, there you go. There's some words of wisdom right there.
Communication is key.
Communication is key. And nothing is worse, in my opinion, nothing is worse than dating someone and quickly figuring out that they are way more into you than you are to them.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is a tough one.
It is tough.
Because I've done this a couple times.
Feelings are always hurt. Coming.
It's always coming. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of wishful thinking going on.
Right.
There's a lot of over communication. Yes. And then you get, you know,
they're introducing you to their parents. I've had that happen a couple of times.
They introduce you to their parents quickly.
Yes.
How many dates?
Like maybe 4 or 5.
What's the appropriate amount of dates before you should be introduced to a parent?
More than that.
I think 6 months. I think months.
Yeah,
I mean months.
Months.
Yeah, this shouldn't be a decision that's taken lightly.
Right.
You don't want to introducing someone to your parents indicates that something.
That's a whole thing.
That's a whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
Now you got your parents involved in the relationship. Now their opinions.
They're
are
like, good job.
Yeah, they're like, good job. Or who is that guy, Brian?
Then their opinion is kind of put in.
He said he would pay the bill, and then he left. He ordered a 1934 Chateau Marmont. and said, "Hey, Dad, you got this one?
Cool.
Your daughter likes me a lot more than I like her. So you got to step up to the plate. Show me what you're working with, Dad. I couldn't be persuaded otherwise."
Yes.
"Hey, Dad, you still got those tickets to the Masters you were talking about 5 minutes ago? Because if that's the case,
I'll take those, and I've got a friend who wants the other one."
Yeah, listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm dating four other women. Three of them I like a whole lot more than I like your daughter.
Right, but...
But she said, "My dad's rich, come to this dinner." And I thought to myself, well, I might as well go meet them and see if the money will persuade me otherwise. Let's be honest, Dad. Let's cut to the bullshit. How much to marry your daughter? How much money? Oh, and I've been there too. I've been on the other side of that coin too. I've liked someone way more than I. But I think, I mean, I don't know. I'm no, you know, I'm not omnipotent. I'm sure at the time I really wanted her to like me a lot more.
Yeah.
But I think I do have a little bit of self awareness. Like I pick up on signals pretty quickly.
You can.
Yeah.
You
so
can.
It was just in my heart that I felt that. Or,
right.
You know, wherever. And
you were like, something could really happen here.
Something could pop.
And then, yeah.
Never did. Never did. Months and months and months.
The key is to
later.
Not keep pursuing it.
The key is to not grovel.
Right. Correct.
The key is to not beg for a second date. That's the key. Please. Does your dad have a private plane? Because I could be persuaded to go on a second date with you. But you're paying and your dad's flying me to Colorado tomorrow. Call him. Call him. I want confirmation. CC me on a text.
Yes.
I remember I dated a young lady. I think you know the person. Mm-hmm. And it was just it was too one-sided, right? It was too one-sided, and I think that weighed on my ability to see clearly about what was going on with the relationship, because when you're not feeling it 100%, you're not feeling it 100%, and then if someone is feeling it 150%, it just kind of feels weird, right? It's a whole
it does.
Now that was a whole circumstance.
And then they're just always kind of there. Or calling, or
bothering,
yeah,
and showing up at your house at 3 a.m, sending unsolicited text messages of nasty nature. Okay, here's number 9. Sexual boundaries need to be set. I understand it can be uncomfortable for some people, but it greatly improves sex lives and relationships. Say what you're comfortable with and what's a no for you. And also let them know what you might be willing to try out.
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable.
You want to bring a man into the bed?
Yeah.
Cuckolding, cool with me. No problem.
Yeah. Whatever you're into.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of throw it out there. See what sticks.
I'm into watching 90 Day Fiancé while we make love. What do you think about that? Is that a hard no for you, or is that a maybe? You're willing to give it a try?
Yeah.
It makes the experience much better for me. I'm just saying. I can do two things at once. Don't you worry. I'll prove it to you.
Oh my God.
Oh. Wait, bringing the other guy you're dating into bed?
Maybe.
Is your dad rich?
Private plane?
Does your dad still have those Masters tickets? Maybe. Plan for the first date to be short and sweet. I couldn't agree with this one more. An hour is a good amount of time for a meeting. That way, if neither of you is feeling the vibe, the date is over. It comes to a natural conclusion. If you hit it off, plan a second date soon or keep the first one going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Yeah. Keep it rolling through. You know, I've been on dates that lasted through marriage. I went on a date one time again. She still hasn't left my house. No, I'm with this. But how do you communicate that clearly? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't
sure.
know. Like, I'm on an hour time limit.
Yeah,
here.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I have surgery at 9:30.
Yeah.
I have to report to the hospital for surgery at
9:30. Maybe just meet for a drink and an appetizer.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I can already hear some of my friends who I know are single. I can already hear what they would be saying, right? It'd be like if the girl was like, "Hey, listen, you know, I can meet you at 8, but I got to be gone by 9.
Right.
They would be like, "Oh, just another night. Let's do it another night.
Yeah,
we have
exactly.
more time, right?" And then what do you say to that? Like, "I don't have any more time." I think at that time you just have to be clear. Listen, I plan my dates for an hour. We'll see what's going on after an hour.
Yeah.
It's a check-in. At 60 minutes, if I don't like you, I'm going to get up at the table and leave. You're going to pay the bill and that's going to be a night. I'm ghosting you ahead of time. I'm letting you know that this Christina could potentially head. Happen. If you're not down with it, cool. Let's just not go on the first date.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I can hear, you know, I can hear one person in particular in my head when we're talking about all of this. I think you know who I'm talking about.
I think
but
so.
I can hear him saying, mm-hmm. you know, oh, don't worry about it. Let's go out another night. You know, right. what about
whenever
Thursday
you've got
night?
More time. Yeah. And, well, I might even take it as kind of a slight, like, you know, if some guy I was dating said, or had not dated yet, but it's the first date, and he said, look, I got an hour. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, that, it's a good rule, but how do you practically put that one into play?
I got an hour for you. I got you at 8. Yeah. I got another girl at 9:30, yeah. so let's just hurry this up.
I've never been ghosted during a date per se, but I have on one occasion, I had a girl that got a cell phone call all of a sudden, and then she had to go. Yeah. Right? And so
that
I took
that was her friend calling.
Yeah, that was her friend calling. Yeah. But I think I had you text me a couple times too. I was like, all right, text me in an hour. And I'd be like, it's my mom. She can't figure out what channel Judge Judy's on. It's the whole thing.
Go.
I gotta let you go.
I gotta go.
But we just got here. We haven't even gotten our first drink. I know, babe.
Head waiter.
Head waiter. We ordered 2 Bud Lights. She's going to take both of them, and you'll pay for them, right? You're going to drink them? I'm out of here. I'll see you later. I got to go. My mom. It's
emergency.
The whole thing. Emergency. Don't ever make assumptions about contraception and protection. Mm-hmm. However consenting adults want to approach it is their business. But don't assume anyone is getting tested regularly on the pill, etc. Mm-hmm. Have that conversation beforehand. This
true.
I mean, listen, since we were in the prime of our dating life, you know.
Prime of our lives.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
The prime of our lives. Makes me sound like.
Now they're in the depths of despair.
Back in 1922 when I was on the front side of the roller coaster hill.
Off side of the mountain.
That's right. Back when I was in the sunrise of my life in the 30s. Women used to put makeup on. Now they show up in flannel pajamas. I don't get it. There's another one. Don't show up in your pajamas.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, this. It's always been a concern. There's never a time in history when it's not been a concern, contraception. Back in the Stone Age, people, you know, women would die frequently after having a baby, or the baby would die. Yeah, there's just a whole bunch mm-hmm. of reasons why it makes sense. And this is a conversation that you should have, I agree, a long time before it happens. So when you're planning out that date for an hour, I'd come in the first 15 minutes and I'd just go right for it. I'd be like, so.
Here's a list.
You got
a list of the things. Or carry one yourself if you're a girl. Be prepared.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. You know what? This brings up a good segue to something that I also want to talk about inside of this conversation. There's a girl on TikTok. Her name is Eve. Have you seen this TikTok video by Eve? There's a TikTok video going around by a girl named Eve.
I watch cooking tutorials on TikTok.
Just don't ask me what I'm looking at all day long. 35 million views on a video where this girl, Eve, is explaining to, I think, mainly women that you should have sex on the first date without any doubt. Just go ahead and get it done with. Yeah, she's like saying.
It's a little aggressive.
It is. I'm not sure I agree with the sentiment altogether. I guess she had one bad experience. She dated a guy for like, you know, 3 months. And then they finally had sex. And then some weird stuff happened and she wasn't into it. I don't want to get into all the nitty gritties because we're here on Fireside. But the reality is she was telling people, like, just go ahead and get it over with. Like, you should know right away.
Okay.
Know right away whether you had that compatibility and whether your interests in that manner are compatible. Jeez. Just get it out of the way, right?
But the first date can also be super, like the first time with somebody is also going to be maybe awkward. And, you know, it could help to get to know somebody.
In my
better.
Case, the 200th time is awkward. I mean, I've been awkward the whole time. Yeah. Nothing's going to take this awkwardness
ahead.
Away.
I got an hour. You got a rubber. Let's go.
I've often told women
TikTok
I date.
TikTok told me to do it.
If you're into awkward sex, I'm the guy for you.
You gotta know when I'm working.
If you're into a lot of stopping and starting, and
I got 90 Day Fiance starts in 20 minutes.
I also put an hour limit on awkward sex. I'm just letting you know that. So I'm into it. Contraception, super important.
Yes.
Keep it clean.
Yes.
Be honest when something isn't working for you. No matter how early or how late it is in the relationship, saying how you feel directly is always the best
Very true.
Policy.
Things
Agreed.
Can fester. Otherwise, you know, you're like, that bothers me. I don't really want to, but
I know
they're
I know.
Into it and maybe, but it bothers you.
I have some advice for the kids. This is my advice for the kids.
Uncle
the kids
Brian.
On TikTok. Yeah, Uncle Brian. Uncle Brian coming to
Uncle
you
Brian.
Live from the commercial break. Uncle Brian. Such a creepy name. But many years ago, some of my friends gave me the term Uncle Brian. I don't know why. There were no, you know, I don't have children. They didn't have children, but they just started calling me Uncle Brian for whatever reason. I think it was the Venezuelans that started this. They started calling me Uncle Brian. But oh, as over the last 3 years, I've requested that people please stop calling me that because I think it sounds strange. Hey, Uncle Brian. There's a few people who still call me. It's a term of endearment.
It is.
Anyway, I have some advice for the kids. Uncle Brian has some advice for the kids. Don't ghost people. It's not appropriate. And it's not a way you're going to have to at some
just
point
have that conversation.
If you're going to have an active sex or dating life, you're going to at some point have to have uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. Might as well get some practice with it. Right. Number one. Number two, I guarantee no matter how pissed or mad or upset you think someone's going to be, they're going to be doubly mad, pissed and upset and hurt if you don't say anything to them ever again.
Even if you have to say it's not you, it's me. Just do it.
Listen,
say it. Have a great life. Yeah. You're a great person.
You can be
just
truthful without being hurtful.
Yeah, you can do it quickly, too. Just, but some response is better than no
Listen,
response.
I am proof you can do it quickly. In the bed and outside the bed. Here's the thing. And if you're in the middle of a date, certainly don't ghost somebody. Here's what you do. You get Chrissy or your best friend to call you and you excuse yourself because of if you're in some kind of like dangerous situation, you tell the bartender, obviously, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a bad date, just a weird date, just an awkward date, right? You just go up to him and you say the following words. I forgot to press record on my 90-day fiance. I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to say.
Right.
Listen. I know that dating is complicated and it's full of landmines and there's a lot of stuff that people have to remember and things you got to work through. By the way, I have reams and reams of this material. Like we can probably make another episode about this because it just goes on and on forever. People with dating advice. I feel sorry.
There's not one thing that fits all for everybody. If there were, there would be. Everybody would be getting married and finding their correct person for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, the dating is just one
kind
of those
like,
shit shows
you know,
we all have to go through.
Ocean out there. Yeah. There's a lot of fish.
It's not the motion of the, ocean. It's the potion and the lotion. What's the old saying? It's not the way the boat rocks. It's the
lotion.
Way
the... I don't think lotion is involved.
I thought it was the motion of the lotion. I thought it was not the it's not the ocean and the motion. It's the potion of the lotion. I'm not sure. I don't know. Don't take advice from
me. It's a big world out there is what I'm saying.
I just turned the music on you. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's a big world out there. Each to their own.
Okay, this date is over.
Person.
Thanks, Chrissy. I gotta go. It's been an hour. Talk to you later. It's
it
a big world out
hour.
There. No, you're right. It's a big world out there. Your person's out there.
It is. Your person is out there. Man, woman, it, whatever, he, she, them, whoever. It's out there.
By definition.
Just be kind to
be kind.
People.
By definition, 99.9% of all of the dating that you will do in your life will not work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that small percentage that does work out and ends up being something long-term and magical. Everything can be magical.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about marriage or a long-term committed relationship or partnership or courtship or whatever it is, you know, that doesn't come around very often. So just have fun with the dating.
Don't feel uncomfortable in your singledom either.
No. Wear
have
deodorant.
Fun with your friends.
Wear deodorant.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Wear deodorant.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking about. Okay.
And tons of makeup.
Listen, we've been live on Fireside. Thank you, Fireside, for joining us.
Yes.
Or thank you, Fireside, for having us.
Right.
Chrissy, I don't know how much more I can do today.
I think that's it.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And Fireside, until next time, Chrissy and I must bid you adieu. And we always say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.